Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
I'm Gibson Bracken in the Gontix.
I'm Emmett Crowfoot.
I'm Kane Winner.
And Nathan Marabello, our drummer, is not here at the moment. I would say, as of late, grunge pop is kind of the thing that's been coming to my head. Shoegazy is definitely a sceney word right now, but we have a nice blend of genres and sounds, and yeah, we've been evolving a lot, so it's been kind of hard to pin that exact question down. But it started with me kind of solo, just like making pop music in my bedroom, and getting to know Kane and then Emmett and then Nathan after. Everything's kind of just been snowballing into this fuller sound. More live instrumentation and little playback, where in the past it was like all playback. So going through that evolution has been really awesome.
I think like initially your music was definitely more on the electronic or pop side of things to start. And I mean, you know, being your friend for what, 10 years, 12 years, I've seen your taste in music evolve in such a cool way, and I've definitely seen it affect the music that you write. As it used to be really electronic, it's moved way towards guitar based rather than electronic based, but there's still this like tinge of electronic music going on in there, and you can always tell this is still a Gibby track, but it's way different and more heavy and guitar focused, which is cool.
Yeah. I think what Kane said, the music we digest and the friends we have, and I think the things that we've been doing as of late have just been drawing us to the music we want to make. I mean, speaking for myself and not everyone here, but like bringing tracks to the band, writing mostly on guitar, like Kane was saying, and then letting the guys kind of have will with them has been really feeding light into the project, I feel like. Everyone seems a little bit more energetic and like rejuvenated than I've ever felt before, in like the best way. It's been really exciting to just kind of let things happen and like kind of have like a vague way that we're going, but I would say just like kind of what we're into and what we're digesting, kind of just, yeah, I want to do cool shit with my friends. So
yeah, we all kind of have fairly similar tastes in music, especially as of recent. We all are kind of on the guitar-based music train. And like, we obviously all have like our own, I guess, niches of taste that are different. I guess like in particular, Emmett, you're more of a metalhead than some of us are, but like...
Metalhead all the way.
Yeah. But like, you know, I still have a lot of ties to metal in my early years and like the music I used to play as an adolescent. And so like, it's still... I still love it, of course. And like, that still brings a lot of influence to my current taste and also to my playing, which is cool. And so I think we all kind of we influence each other on the music we listen to and the way that we play music, which is cool.
You know, I had the name before I had any body of work. I'm a dual citizen of Australia. I actually came up with the name when I was working some corner store job in the Sunshine Coast where I grew up. And I was just writing a lot of poetry at the time. It was kind of just like, you know, cringy poetry, writing by yourself kind of thing. And I one day wanted to like try and put poetry to music and figure out how to make a song. I had no idea what I was doing later in life for me. And I remember thinking of the name The Gontics, and then it all kind of snowballed. I started teaching myself keys, and that was 11 years ago. And then I think I started playing music with Kane 8 years ago. Whether we were like knowing it was going to be Gontics or not, we've kind of just, you know, like we've been friends for a very long time. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I remember you kind of wanted to start playing live shows with your material.
Yep.
And so we toyed with playing drums live, having bass involved. And so when we first kind of started playing live shows, we played with our friend Eric Stoy, who's a drummer, really good drummer. And I was on bass to start these things. And that's back when the tracks were mostly, they were very Gibb, like you wrote everything. They were like heavily back.
I was writing
tracks,
like all the parts, kind of giving everyone parts, whether exactly. It was like written on a MIDI and then bringing everything to them. So,
yeah. And so it was very much like established songs that we helped Gibb bring to life and play live. And we ran that for a year or two.
I want to say for the past 6 years, we've been playing with Emmett.
Yeah, five or six.
And I think Emmett was really a big catalyst in the style really starting to change and letting people do their parts and stretching that muscle for me, too.
Yeah, just getting into that, you know, band mm-hmm. mentality.
Like I said, I was kind of a late bloomer on my music endeavor, so, like, kind of getting to insert myself and immerse myself in a music world and then like meet people that had the experience of jamming or being in a room or writing things or and kind of figuring out where I fall in those situations really kind of just helped everything and snowballed from there. But yeah, I would say Emmett 8 years, Kane 8 years, Emmett 6, and then Nathan just about 3 months.
Just barely.
Yeah, we just got our drummer kind of clamped down. So that's how drummers go.
I've now played 3 instruments with the Gontics. I started with bass and then drums, and now I'm on guitar, which is cool. It's been cool to do that with Gibby the whole time.
Kane's been doing it all. Swiss Army man. Lately, I've been honestly, I feel like my MO is if I can write a song and play it and sing it by myself on an acoustic guitar, it's going to be okay. And then if I can bring it to the band and let them add the layers will just naturally sift to the top. But if I can, like sit here on a couch and just like play, like someone's like play a song, I'd be like, okay, I'll get through it. So I think that's where my core has been at. And then bringing it to those guys, it's like I trust these guys, so just kind of let them get after it. Most of this year, we've been working on a body of work, about 6 tracks, maybe 7 if we're lucky. It's been taking some time just because I think what we were mentioning, bringing parts and learning parts and figuring out what works and, you know, not being afraid to be a little critical of, like, is this good? Like, does this part work? And working on it, recording it, demoing things out. I don't know what else to say about it. What do you guys have to say about it?
I mean, yeah, we kind of recently have made the shift to more guitar based music. We recorded a couple tracks a couple years ago that were more guitar focused, and it was kind of the first of Gibb's music to be like that. and now he's had so much more songs that we've like kind of all hashed out together, and we are kind of all doing it at once. So we are sitting on a good amount of songs. It's just getting them recorded. We do everything ourselves in terms of the recording and mixing and all that stuff. So obviously it takes time, but yeah, we're just kind of, since I just recently moved to guitar and I'm adding another layer of guitar on top of things, it's like kind of a new territory. And so we're just figuring that out right now. But essentially the songs are, they're almost there. They're show ready.
We've been playing shows with them and people have been receiving them really well. I think that excitement's making us feel like we need to, in the past, we've been really quick to like getting music out. And I think this time around, just like having this material and letting it sit and feel ready for the right time will hit us kind of when it hits us. But we're working on it. It's getting together. And like, yeah, like we do most of our work ourselves. So between normal life and girlfriends and jobs and everything that we're doing and multiple bands, we all play in, or I play in one band, but everyone else kind of plays in a couple of bands. And so, you know, we find the time where we can, like any other musician, I feel like. We've been toying around with names. I keep coming back to this name called Late Bloomer. You know, I came into music a little late, and getting to this point where everything feels like it's kind of like, I don't know, when I first imagined the band and it coming to this point now, it feels like it's the most ready and the most complete way I've wanted it to be. So I like the idea of a late bloomer. Just everything's kind of coming to fruition when it comes. So I guess the theme is just life. I was going to say, I wanted to hear your guys' takes, but Five Bones for me, Five Bones or Fool, I feel solid about all of them, but those two seem to really be like stopping the band where even when we're done with practice, we're like, let's just play that one more time.
You're about to hear Fool from our upcoming album in its entirety.
Yeah.
You can find us on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Instagram, all of it, online, anywhere. We are best word of mouth and people to person.
Our Instagram handle is just at the Gontix, GONTIKS. We post all of our like shows and happenings there, as you do. Mm-hmm.
This is Emmett with the Gontix. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.